Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Jay Valentine, and I am super excited to be here on this Money Making Monday with you guys because this message, as I posted on my Insta story, if you guys are following me at Jay Valentine, this is the most powerful message that I am going to record thus far, and it's because it's very near and dear to my heart. And today's message is about the best being yet to come. Yes, people, the best is yet to come. The best happiness you've ever had, the best health you've ever had, and the best and the most wealth you have ever had is yet to come. And you really, really need to believe that wholeheartedly. If you do not believe that wholeheartedly, then the best will never come. So let's pause there. And if you do not believe, I need you to look inside and check yourself and get it together. Because you have to believe. You can't fake believing with yourself. Yourself knows when you're lying. You know when you're not there yet. So check yourself. And if something in you doesn't wholeheartedly believe in yourself, I really, really need you to search for those answers and find out what is it going to take for you to get to 100% within believing in yourself. So without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get into a couple of recordings from some really, really happy, healthy, and wealthy people. So let's go ahead and get into it.
99.9% of the people that watch or listen to this content are living in the middle.
I want to say something right here. This might make you all think.
The fact that you're full of faults doesn't mean you have to stop.
Let's play that again.
99.9% of the people that watch or listen to this content are living in the middle.
I want to say something right here. This might make you all think.
The fact that you're full of faults doesn't mean you have to stop.
The fact that you're full of faults does not mean that you have to stop. If I can tell you guys anything, I would tell you to stop judging yourself. We are so naturally hard on ourselves because in some type of form, we may think that we are self-critiquing to improve certain habits or certain things that are holding us back. But in actuality, speak kind to yourself and give yourself a pat on the back for doing small things, little things. And eventually, the gratitude that you will show to yourself gains a momentum that can carry you through bigger plans. So start encouraging yourself and giving yourself complimenting yourself when you achieve small goals. Don't say, that wasn't nothing. When someone gives you a compliment, even when someone gives you or shows you appreciation, wholeheartedly soak that appreciation in. Don't deflect it and say, that wasn't nothing. I could have did better. Or, you too. You're great too. No, don't deflect. Don't deflect. Really take it in and really use that to harness more goals, to harness more, power to achieve certain goals that you have set up. So without any other ado, guys, I'm going to go ahead and get into today's message. And I want to talk about working on the best you. And working on the best you is how you achieve the best that is yet to come. If you are not the best you and you do not think you are the best, it's completely ludicrous to think that you're gonna receive great things, to think that you're gonna receive the best, because in actuality, you may not even think that you're worth receiving the best, or you're worth these big ideas, or you're worth these big plans. So work on being the best you and feeling your best so that you are able to receive the best that is yet to come. I want to talk about living in gratitude because I'm training myself right now to wake up in the morning. And soon as I wake up, I don't press the snooze button. I don't delay in my bed and, you know, try to be tired. And, you know, I'm just, oh my gosh, I just can't get up. I can't go right now because I'm just still so sleepy and I don't feel like, you know, doing all the things that I have to do today. No, you have to make a conscious decision when your body awakes in the morning to jump right up out of bed. Make up your bed because we don't want to get back in it. Make it up. Go take a shower. You know, throw some cold water on your face. Do something to shock you, to wake you up. And the next thing that I do is I set an alarm. I don't look in my notifications. I don't check emails. I don't look at, you know, social media. I don't, you know, look at missed calls or text messages. I go straight to my alarm clock and set it 30 minutes away from the time that I woke up. And within that entire 30 minutes, you know, it's the time that I'm making my bed and I'm in the shower. And I know throughout that entire 30 minutes, I should only be thinking about, you know, things that I'm grateful for. Thoughts of gratitude. So for the first 30 minutes of my day, I am only appreciative. I'm only in an appreciative state. I am only grateful for everything that is around me. Every time within that 30 minutes, my mind deteriorates and goes to another thought, I redirect it back to things that I am supposed to be grateful for. Things not supposed to be, things that I should notice that I am grateful for. In the shower this morning, I was, you know, enjoying my shower so much because that entire time, the state of mind that I was in was in a state of gratitude. So as you know, lather yourself with the soap, you think, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for the soap right now. There's people in countries that can't shower at all. Forget the soap. They don't even have clean water. I'm able to wash my face. I'm able to hear the birds chirp. I don't put on music or anything like that. And later in the day, I do put on music, but I don't put on music right away just because I want to control my thoughts. I want to control what I'm thinking about. Music has a way to influence your thoughts and provoke certain ideas and emotions. But when you are in a silent place, and especially a silent place of gratitude, that's when you can really start working on yourself and you become more open, more loving, and it sets your tone and your balance for how you interact with yourself and others throughout the rest of the day. So I just want to use that as a mechanism that will allow you to see life through the eyes of gratitude, and inevitably seeing life through the eyes of gratitude is preparing you to be the best person that you can possibly be. Because when you're living through gratitude, you have great intentions. You have the best intentions. And when you have the best intentions, the best is yet to come. Get it? So, sowing with your heart and good intentions definitely comes from living in gratitude. And once living in gratitude, the best is yet to come. God knows your heart. God knows your intentions and your deeds. And with this being so, you should know that God is going to reward you. Whatever you believe in, I believe in God, but God is going to reward you. The universe is going to reward you. There is a law of attraction that is so magnetic and so high in frequency and radiance that what you do and what you speak and what you think will attract itself to you. So if you're thinking the best, if you're being the best, if you're seeing the best in people, if you're, you know, all the best is going to come to you. So work on yourself and the best is yet to come. So these are some of the things that comes with that type of thinking. What do you really want? Some people don't even know what they really want. So it's hard for the best to come if you don't even know what the best is. So I would say start with some affirmations. You know, think about the things that you really want. What do I want? I want to be successful. How do I want to be successful? I want to be a freaking world-renowned motivator. I want to be a creative director working with Chris Robinson. Like, you have to be detailed with what it is that you want. You have to see it so vividly and picture yourself there in the moment that you see as your end goal. Smell it, be it, see it, feel it, and it will come. Be sure about it. Don't half think it. If you half think it, it will half appear. Don't kinda think that you want something that you truly desire. Why do you kinda think you want it? Because it's too big and you don't think that you can achieve something so great? Well, that's when you have to go back into yourself and ask yourself, why do I think I'm not worthy of receiving an idea or a thing that God placed in my heart? If you place it in your heart, you can see it. It's your vision. You have to believe it to receive it, though, because if you don't believe it, it doesn't exist. But once you believe it, it exists. So then life can start happening. Life can start spinning for it to exist because you know it exists. You can't tell me where the stair doesn't exist. Oh, it exists, baby. It exists. Okay, next. Be precise, be certain, be sure. Don't worry, because when you're sure about it, when you're precise, when you're certain, there's no need to worry, because you know that everything is perfect timing and everything is spinning accordingly and going through the process that it needs to be to develop the vision that you see in your head. Okay, so when there's a vision in your head, it's just a vision. But there's a process that vision has to go through. There's a developing stage that vision has to go through so that people can see it. It's a manifestation process. And manifestation isn't something that just sporadically happens. It's not like, you know, just the unforeseen miracle that just dropped in your lap. No, manifestation is a real process of work and faith and diligence and persistence and consistency. So don't worry. If you believe 100%, you only have to worry if you don't believe. If you don't believe, you have a lot of worrying to do. But if you believe, you do not have to worry. You don't have to worry. And a lot of people worry just because of the ideas of other people or, you know, the beliefs of other people. People that's close to you, like close family members, brother, sister, mom, dad, friends, best friend, close friend, I don't know, friend, whatever. The ideas of other people will make you cast about self-doubt within your plans, within your ideas, and within your goals. And don't ask for people's advice. Really. If it's not a mentor who is in the spot that you are pursuing, do not ask for other people's advice. Some people half believe in themselves, you know? So you can't be someone who's trying to, you know, reach the maximum peak of, you know, the best that is yet to come in your life if the person that you are allowing to influence you is someone who doesn't yet believe that they're even worthy of such an idea that the best is yet to come. So be careful of who you're surrounding yourself with and who you're allowing to influence your certainty. Believe in yourself wholeheartedly and trust the process. The thing you want so badly wants you just as much. Where the stare wants me just as much as I want her. And we do. We want each other just as bad. Like, I love her. But what else I want to talk about? Oh, that's what I want to talk about. Okay, now. So when you trust in the process, right? You cannot think about what other people think. Who cares what other people think? Because other people can't make you $1 million. These other people that's thinking all this stuff about you, well, you know, other people can make you $1 million, duh. But other people that are the other people in your life right now, those people can't make you $1 million, because those people only have criticism. Those people only have and when I say criticism, I'm talking about invalid criticism, like criticism based on no skill, like criticism based on no experience, criticism based on just, you know, your own shit that you're going through, because people will subject you to their insecurities. Don't place your insecurities on me. I ain't even asked for them. I don't want them. But because people can do this, and I know that, I trust the process. And within trusting the process, I trust myself. I trust that I can guide myself to where it is that I want to be ultimately in life. I trust that. I trust that God is working in every compartment of my life to conspire such greatness within me. I trust that. I don't have to look outward or external to validate the trust that I know that is planted in my vision, in my heart. I don't have to look outward, and you shouldn't either. None of us have to. So I do a lot of these podcasts now, and I mean, I do a lot of stuff, like so much stuff that people will legit tell me, like people closest to me will tell me, Jazz, you're doing too much. You got a lot going on, and I just don't understand what's happening, you know, but I trust my process. It only matters what I think about my process, because I know where I'm going. So it doesn't take a level of cockiness. It can be misconstrued for cockiness, but I confidently believe in myself, and I believe in my plans. And if they don't work and they fail, then I just reroute and I try again and I try again and I try again. And I trust that I will always get back up. Always get back up. So the best is always yet to come. The best is coming for someone who keeps failing. The best is coming for someone who knows how to keep getting back up. The best is coming for someone who knows how to handle people with a loving heart. Even the people who have showed them hatred. The best is coming for you. So with me trusting this process, I get a lot of side eyes and like weird energy from people thinking that I can't talk about gaining $1 million. I can't talk about motivating people to be millionaires and billionaires. Billionaires. Yes, billions. I'm gonna be a billionaire. How can I tell you how to be a billionaire and I'm not a billionaire? I don't even know. Well, I know some billionaires. I met some, actually. Sat at a table with a few. Shout out to Balone Eyewear. But yeah, how am I able to tell you how to be a billionaire? And I ain't even, what? But what I am demonstrating to my tribe is how to trust the process and how to believe in yourself no matter what anyone thinks. How dare you tell me that I can't think that I'm going to be a billionaire? How dare you do that? There's a process to being a billionaire. And all it takes is for one person to study the process and want it so wholeheartedly that they will never give up until they get there. Understanding that, I understand that everything I want, every goal that I set is yet to come. The best is yet to come. So I'm going to go ahead and play a snippet of David Goggins. And he is just talking about basically trusting the process and knowing that the best is yet to come. So let's get into that.
Three, find your why with David Goggins.
My biggest advice to give everybody in the world is, like I say, we live in an external world. Everything is you got to see it, touch it. It's external. If you can, for the rest of your life, live inside of yourself. Stop listening to people who are calling you fat, gay, transsexual, nigger. Everything that is makes no sense. All these insecure people putting their insecurities on you, you got to flush it out. You got to just be whoever the hell God or whoever the hell you believe in. If you believe in nothing but yourself, I don't care what it is. You got to take everything and throw it away. You have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself. And I'm not saying don't believe in God or what you believe in, but right now, for you to find greatness in yourself, you're not going to find it by looking in a book or by even hearing me. I may give you the spark, but you've got to go inside yourself to find it. And that means you got to be quiet. Shut the fuck up. Go in a room. Stop talking. Search your soul. Search your mind. Search your abilities, and you'll find it. But if you're not looking for it, you won't find it. So you got to go start your journey. And the journey starts with you finding, why the hell am I here on this planet Earth? Why am I here? And if you don't know that, you will live the rest of your life searching, always asking the question, why?
Rule number four.
Very powerful. Very powerful message by David Goggins. You guys, if I have to rebuttal anything from what David Goggins just said and related to my own life, it would be me trusting the process today will bring forth the fruits of my faith tomorrow, and not the fruits of my labor, you know, because that is true. You know, you labor and you know, you sow intentionally great seeds and they will return to you. But, you know, faith is definitely a source within laboring, because we can labor all day but have no faith in the labor that we are executing. And then the fruits aren't going to be the fruits that are going to bear on from our seeds that we planted probably will be bitter. You ever taste like a bitter fruit? Yeah. So I think bitter fruit are fruits, are seeds that are sown without faith. Those are bitter fruits. So don't sow bitter fruits. Let's sow sweet, sweet, juicy, delicious. Delicious seeds. Let's sow that, those type of seeds, so they can bear that type of fruit. I would say also that in trusting the process, I've learned how to be completely confident and completely comfortable with things like numbers, with my plans, and with believing in miracles. Because before I went down the journey of so wholeheartedly trusting the process, I was uncomfortable with big numbers. Billions? What? Is that real? Duh! Yes, it's real! Don't be scared to say it. Say it! I want $1 billion. I want $1 billion. And y'all, I'm not money hungry. Like, I legit am not money hungry. it is the legacy that I want to build. It is the things, the generational curses that I want to uplift. That is my goal. It is the lives that I want to touch. It is the massive change that I want to provoke. And within doing such great works, I want to get greatly paid. So yeah, I do want $1 billion. I do. Why not reach for it? Why not have fun with life? When you're playing a game, do you say, oh, in this game, I could get 1 billion points, or I could get 100,000 points a year? I could get 1 billion points for life, or I could get 100,000 points a year. That's the game that you plan with life. Life is the game. And in this game of life, you are saying, there is $1 billion available to me if I pursue it. And there is $100,000 a year that is available to me if I pursue it. Some people don't even pursue that. What game are you playing? You want to be the wink link? Because that ain't me. I don't want to be the wink link. Why you even playing the game? Not why you playing the game. I'm not going to say that, because people can definitely be in bad places mentally. And that's very sad. Very sad, because some people don't know how to get themselves out of those places. And I want you to go into my podcast and actually listen to the podcast about happiness within, if you're one of those people, because happiness is truly within. And that's something so important to understand. So important to understand. I'm not even going to touch on it right now. But believe in yourself, people. Don't be down on yourself. Don't be down. Wake up and decide to fight. Wake up and decide to fight. Love yourself so much that you want to give yourself the best everything, the best mental state, the best health, the best happiness, the best laughs, the best friends, the best, you know, the best everything. Give yourself the best. Let me hurry up, because I'm already on 27 minutes. Oh my gosh. Okay, so you know what, guys? I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to stop right here just because I'm already on 27 minutes and I have so much more to say that I don't want to speed through this content. I actually want to give you guys this message wholeheartedly, because this is something near and dear to my heart. It is something that I am in the trenches. Ooh, I can't pronounce that. Something I am in the trenches with right now. And I want to get this message out, because the best is yet to come. I'm so excited for all of us. So until next time, you guys, it's your girl, Jay Valentine. And I will be back on Wednesday. Wednesday, Where to Stare Wednesday. It will be the part 2 of The Best is Yet to Come. And it is going to be powerful. Y'all thought this was good. I ain't even really get into what I'm trying to tell y'all for real yet. But it's your girl, Jay Valentine. Till next time. Hey, stop playing with me, y'all. Y'all, let me talk to y'all real quick, actually. Repost me. Like, share, let me know that you're listening, and talk about me, you know? But whatever. I'm out. Until next time, it's your girl, JV.